Hi, I'm Chris Bedford, the Dorothy Wagner Wallace Director of the Baltimore Museum of Art, and welcome to Art Matters, a monthly feature where we provide insights into the work of some of today's most creative artists from Baltimore and beyond. And today we're going far beyond with artist Thomas Saraceno, an Argentinian-born artist and a trained architect who creates floating abstract sculptures that he imagines as the architecture and places of our future. These works are inspired by natural forms such as clouds and even spider webs and spiders themselves. So welcome, Thomas.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'm going to just jump right into the thing that fascinates me most.
Yes,
spiders.
Yes.
And your fascination with them.
Yes.
And your desire to inhabit that intellect and to create spaces with them.
Yes.
So how did that happen?
Yeah. I'm always saying, like, I collaborate with spiders. I think spider collaborate with us, or spider, they finally realize that maybe they should give us a little bit of help to humans on how to live on this planet. Now, the spiders are on the planet since 140 million years, and it's much longer that we have been here. And I think so they will keep living even when we will disappear. Many of the times when people come to the museum, they really kind of see spider webs or the different lights, and then when they go back home, they stop brooming them away from the corner. This exhibition somehow sparked different sensitivities on a real practical level of how we could learn to co-inhabit this planet in a more attuned and more balanced relationship.
Interesting because I think you managed to make them luminously beautiful, these webs, and it produces a kind of incredulity in the audience, as in that cannot be a spider web, that thing is far too beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course you light it in a particular way, and it's contained within a vitrine, and you're combining two spiders in the production of the sculpture, but what it produces is beauty.
Yeah.
And it slows people down.
Yeah.
And I find that magical.
Yeah. One of the analogies also is like why I'm so fascinated about these webs, because many astrophysicists usually describe the web as a kind of an analogy to the cosmic web, and inside the cosmic web there are millions of billions of clouds, which are not only terrestrial clouds, but galactic clouds, are all these kind of dust floating in the air, which somehow also remind us, you know, that we are living and floating on this planet and flying around the sun at very high speed. And somehow we forgot that passengers of this spaceship Earth are not only humans, and we should be a little bit more aware that if we want to keep flying on this planet, we might take care of other species also.
So the lobby installation is going to have a long life at the BMA and for the people of Baltimore.
Yeah.
So what do you imagine a viewer's experience of that object being over time?
I think so. The more beautiful or the more surprising things is like when things happen that you never expected. I mean, I really like that the artwork somehow maybe it start to work as a sundial. Again, other civilization, the Maya, the Inca, and the pre-Columbian civilization, which were much more sensitive to the position of the building relationship with the cosmos and the stars and the location of the planets and knowing the equinox and the solstice. If I wonder really what will happen, it start to work like a sundial, that people will start to read the time within the shadows that the piece is cast through the building. This projection of the light and the colors within the building, it means people might come at 12:35 and say, oh, look, it's exactly where I was guessing maybe in 1 million years. Understanding that we are somehow so much entangled and related also with the sun and with this planet.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Thomas, for sharing all your thoughts, and we look forward to seeing you in Baltimore again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
You can see work by Thomas Saraceno at the Baltimore Museum of Art and at thomassaraceno.com. Thank you for listening today. Art Matters is produced for WYPR by the Baltimore Museum of Art. For the Baltimore Museum of Art, I'm Chris Bedford.